Welcome to Manufacturing Revival Radio, brought to you by Assembly Magazine. Assembly Magazine educates suppliers, buyers, and users of assembly equipment in manufacturing plants to connect, learn, share, and explore all things assembly. This special edition of Manufacturing Revival is coming to you live from the floor of the Assembly Show in Rosemont, Illinois. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right. Welcome back to Todd and Todd's exclusive coverage from the Assembly Show. Todd, what a great event. You know, this is another conversation that we had a year ago that I've been looking forward to and see what they're up to now.
Just going
to
continue learning from this guy. I know. I remember we both kind of were looking at each other going, seriously, when he left last year?
We had an interesting conversation pre-show, too. So just a tribute to the mindset of this organization and what they're doing, how they're continuing to innovate. Say hello to our guest. His name is Dan McKiernan. He's the president of eFlex Systems. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Todd. Todd, nice to be back.
And it's always good to have you. Thanks for stopping by. Remind the audience about eFlex Systems. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
We're software, primarily a software company. We service the manufacturing environment with cutting-edge tools, latest technology as far as our tech stack that we write our products in. And we service the assembly, machining, and discrete manufacturing with systems that allow them to run more efficiently, move material more efficiently, and error-proof and improve quality.
I remember last year we talked a little bit about lean, and I'd like to pick up there again, is how are you using all the lean principles in what you're delivering to your customers?
Well, if you look at our tagline, lean leveraging technology, and that's kind of the hallmark or the backdrop that we try to do all of our work day in and day out. And what that means to us is that the purists, and from the lean point of view, have historically shied away from technology, tried to approach lean in a manual, most fundamental way, and that is important to do. But I believe that technology now can aid in the progress and process of lean, in means of speeding up the feedback loop. So technology today is a tool that can help bring the culture along faster and improve and increase the speed at which it can help that culture. And that's where we think we fit in best.
Dan, Todd, and I think it concerns me sometimes, this bubble that we're in, with the people we talk to on this show, pretty savvy organizations doing some amazing things. There's a reason we're talking to them. But I worry that there's others out there in the marketplace that haven't uniformly adopted or fully understand or are fully leveraging lean. Is that a fair assessment to say there's still a lot of opportunity there to get buy-in on that idea?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, we service global customers, but when we just look here at North America, there's still lots of opportunity to increase or improve. And we try to make those tools easy, transparent, and simple to use. So there's ripe for opportunity in every aspect, in every corner that we enter. And it's unlimited at this point. I'm surprised.
Hey, well, you talked about the lean leveraging technology. One of the big benefits of it was increasing the speed of the feedback loop. I mean, what kind of things are you doing, things to speed up the adoption of lean principles as well as the technology that you have?
Well, simply, many of the things that you need to do is you have this continuous improvement effort, you know, the fundamental of lean to continuously improve. And you need information to know that, first of all, where do I need to focus to improve on? Then if I make a change, I need to know, did that change improve my process or impact it negatively? So in our systems, we embed feedback information so that you don't have to manually extract out timing and nonconforming data. It's all part of the system. So we have 100% sampling of nonconforming and cycle time data, and we provide that feedback with standardized, very simple to use, targeted analytical reports so that it's not overwhelming and it's easy for a common user to use.
Let's talk about innovation for a minute. I would definitely classify eFlex Systems as an innovative organization. I'll shed some light on this to the benefit of the audience. Before we went live, we were talking about Google Glass and how you guys had taken that and did some experimenting with it and tried to see how we could leverage this. How could we integrate it into what we're doing for not only us, but our customers? I see it's that mindset of a company like that who takes those kinds of things and pokes around at it, sees what they can do with it. And is that why eFlex Systems is successful, because you continue to try to do little things like that?
Yeah, we pride ourselves in it. Thanks for that. It is important. We try to get ahead of it. And, you know, it stems from the technology we use to write our products in, Linux, tech stack, bringing in new ideas as soon as they're available, seeing how we can improve and adapt them to the market. And Google Glass is an easy one. We were fortunate enough, we had an intern that was very knowledgeable on this. He was one of the early adopters of it and helped us streamline that, where we brought it in for our first experiment was with work instructions, pushing work instructions, sequenced work instructions to the operator in station. And it seems like, you know, this is early days with that technology, but I think it could evolve and certainly be a benefit. But maybe for team leaders and for maintenance, it could be a better tool.
Dan, share some perspective on flexibility, both in terms of what kinds of technology is used and how that technology is used.
Well, flexibility, you know, it's the buzzword of the last few, maybe half a dozen years. I'll start with, why is flexibility important? Well, if we look back just a few years to the automotive crisis we went through with the downturn, the types of equipment they were buying at that time were very fixed tooling, dedicated, highly automated, not flexible at all. And the market demanded what they produced, many of them, the exact things and nothing else at high rates. Market changed overnight. This was an example, it was our wake-up call. And as a result, they couldn't react to that. They built that original model, that original part, and the market wasn't asked for it. With flexibility now, when the types of equipment that we supply our systems are to our customers, they could retool those lines and re-optimize that capital expenditure and react to market demands in a fraction of the time that they could do in the past. So if the market changed, they could retool quickly, that CapEx material and reclaim it.
Well, speaking of buzzwords, I think, Todd, the dominant buzzword of today has been collaborative. And, you know, we talked a lot about collaborative robotics. But talk about some collaborative tools and how people can leverage those to improve processes.
So as we've evolved, we've pushed further out or to the operator more and more tools that allow him to do his job and experiment and play and collaborate more openly with his peers around him and in management as well. And with us, we use fully web-enabled HMIs or interfaces that they work with in station, and we've pushed those standardized analytics and that 100% sampling so that he can tinker and experiment himself as he executes his job in day in and day out, does something a little differently. He can call, report, see a staged event, see how it affected it, how it was before he made this change, and the effect of it after his change, all real time while he's doing his job day in and day out. So that's one thing that we've pushed for collaboration and given them the power in station to do it. Another example of collaborative, and you know, what we bring forth with that 8-web HMI is the ability to communicate with peers easily from station to station, push information to other management level or other peers in the same fast speed way that you couldn't in the past. You were just basically an island until break time came. Now you're a little more open and can collaborate easily and openly, more openly.
Well, speaking of collaboration, there's a lot of that going on in this room right now. Talk a little bit about the value to eFlex Systems of exhibiting here at the Assembly Show.
Yeah, this is our second year. We were part of it when it opened last year. This year it's much larger. I can see that. And the attendance seems to be higher. Quality people we're seeing at the show have been fantastic, even better than last year. And last year was very successful for us. We've already selected our booth for next year, so we'll be back and hopefully we'll be talking again. But it's a fantastic show. It's one of our favorite shows we do during the year. We do a couple other ones, but this one we target as our largest, and we put most of our assets here.
What are you principally showcasing here?
We bring all of our technology here, and that's been a little bit of a decision what we're trying to do. We think we've overwhelmed a little bit. We come in and people are, what? And so we're going to scale back and streamline our messaging a little bit to make it easier to focus on the key subjects for us.
What next? Come on, pull the blanket back a little bit. So let us peek.
Yeah, we get that. So what's next? Why did you get me on that one? What's next? We've got a lot of neat things in the pipeline. In the area of work instructions, pushing that, what we talked about last was that web-enabled operator instructions and stuff like that.
Right.
So we're bringing a lot of functionality that'll be sequenced and bring value in that area. That's our next release. And we have some other track and trace things that are coming to OEE. Those are low-hanging fruit, though.
Todd, me thinks conversations with Dan will always be intriguing and interesting as they continue to innovate and move the ball down the field. So, Dan, we're out of time now. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about eFlex Systems?
We have our website, eFlexSystems.com. That's the easiest way to get us. You have our phone numbers on that site. We're in Rochester, Michigan, so if anybody's down there, local in that area, they can always stop by in Rochester Hills.
All right. Dan McKiernan, the president of eFlex Systems. As always, sir, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. Todd and Todd signing off from the Assembly Show. We'll see you soon on Manufacturing Revival Radio.